wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
This is the Grace and Truth program. And now we continue these messages of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman, and the song evangelist, Stan Carey. Your evil ways. Who brings the charges? As you listen to preachers, you have somehow divided them into two classes. It was not that one was of one denomination and one of another. No, for you found these two kinds of preachers in the same denomination. What was the difference? In our Bible, God speaks of the people taking a man and making him a preacher. He was called, educated, and appointed by men. And in contrast to such a preacher, there appears a preacher of whom God says, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore thou shalt hear the word at my mouth and warn them from me. This is a God-chosen, a God-sent preacher with God's message. And God told him just what to say. Listen, say unto them, I live, saith the Lord God. I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways, for why will ye die? But these words you do not like. Why? I know. They speak of you as being wicked, and face you with this charge, your evil ways. The court is set. God brings the charges. Here they are. Your real name is wicked, and your ways are evil. What do you plead, guilty or not guilty? The court cannot proceed until the accused pleads. What is it, guilty or not guilty? There's nothing in between. The devil would like to be your lawyer. He advises you thus, plead not guilty. You're a good fella, and when you got off the track, no one saw you. Plead not guilty, and I will help you out, says the devil. I too offer to be your attorney. What is my advice? Here it is. Come clean with everything. You know you're guilty. Be honest and plead guilty and seek the mercy of the court. Others may advise you, but you must plead. It is your plea. What is it? Again the charges ring out. Your right name is wicked, and your ways are evil. There's a hush, a pause. Then I plead. Right there on your knees, do fill in this blank. Just one word. Don't make it two words. There is divine grace, mercy, and forgiveness. There is a new life, a liberty, and a bright future for those who plead guilty. Fill that blank in. I plead guilty. My name is wicked, and my ways are evil. And sign your name. Now let all such, none others, listen again to our verse. I live, saith the Lord God. I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways, for why will ye die? Oh, how these words reveal the tender, compassionate heart of God as he yearns over the sinner. Never did the heart of a father go out after a prodigal son as God's heart reaches out to you. Never did a mother long again to it enfold her wayward daughter in her arms of forgiveness, as God commends his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. The heart of God is broken as he sees people. Some are lured on by the world and charmed by its enticements, and they forget God and sell their souls for the thrills of the world and go with this wicked world to its awful doom. While others are attracted by the lusts of sin, sin has its death grip hold on them. Still others are the religious kind. They have their religious houses and religious forms, ceremonies and rituals they go through. They feel themselves quite superior, but they are deceived by religion. God knows it. He sends his most fearless prophets to them, but they will not hear, for they are satisfied with themselves and their religion. But another ever-increasing crowd is careless and godless. They have no time or place for God in their hearts or lives. They take God's daily kindnesses and curse his holy name in return, and they do not care. Maybe some such are listening to me now. You didn't intend to be, but you are. Before you move on, I will be a prophet to you, and my prophecy is sure. So hearken. One day you will care. You will tremble like a leaf. You'll turn white as a sheet. Your sneer will be gone. Your scoffing will be silent. You will be the picture of hopeless agony. When will that be? Hearken. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him. Your eyes will see Jesus. Your knees will bow to him. And you will realize it now. It's now too late for mercy. The day of judgment has come. God knows all this, and he loves you, all of you, and his heart yearns over you. He wants to save and change you. He will gladden your life and brighten your future, and so he sends this message to you. I live, saith the Lord God. I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways, for why will ye die? Let us consider this wonderful verse. I live, saith the Lord God. Some people live like God were dead. What is that sticking out on either side of your head? You say, my ears, I hear with them. Where did you get them? God gave them to me. Listen, he that planteth the ear, shall he not hear? The God who gave you ears to hear and eyes to see, remember, he lives, and he hears, and he sees. Thou, God, seest me, are true words. God has seen your every deed. God has heard your every whisper. God has known your every thought, ambition, and desire. That's why he calls you wicked, and that's why he charges you with your evil ways. He knows. Be honest, man, and plead guilty, for you are guilty. You know you are. And God has the books on you. All your life he's had his movie camera on you, and the film is all intact. And one day, if you do not own up to your sin, guilt, and repent, God will put your life story on the screen for heaven and earth to see. God has had his tape recorder switched on record, and his tapes have your words and your very voice. There's no denying it. I beseech you, young and old, men and women, plead guilty, and God will not tell all he knows about you in the open court of heaven and earth. If you will, then we read on in our verse, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked. If you ever envy the life of the wicked, I'm sure you never wanted his death. The death of the wicked, tragic, hopeless, godless, Christless, in utter despair, with all darkness ahead. See that poor man die in his sin and wickedness. Does God chuckle? No, the devil chuckles, but God mourns. What is it that delights the heart of God? There is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. Neighbor, if you will repent of your sins and seek mercy of God, God's great arms of grace will enfold you, and God's joy will swell the songs of all heaven. And now there is something you must do about this matter, for you are in danger, great danger of, just like others, dying in your sins and wickedness. And death will seal your doom. It is now up to you to take action. Today finds you on the broad road of sin. You forsook God's way, and you turned on the road of evil. Who did it? You did it. And now it's up to you to take action and definitely turn around as God pleased with you. Turn ye from your evil ways, for why will ye die? Man, put your brakes on. Stop. You are at the wheel. It's up to you. You know you must turn. But what is it to turn? First, I assure you that it involves nothing that you cannot do right now and right there where you are. Some folks would tell you, you first have to make everything right, go all over the country apologizing to any you have wronged, and pay back anything you have wrongfully taken. No such demands does God make of the sinner. Why should we? If such were necessary, where would the bank robber be, or the man who ruined a young girl, or the drunk who broke his wife's limbs and wrecked his home, or the son or daughter who broke their parents' hearts and paralyzed their minds so they're in a mental institution? These people would be hopeless, and so would each one of us. For our sins, yours and mine, have brought such sorrow, trouble, and distress to others, we could never make it right. Turn ye. All now depends on this. What is it to turn? This is the big question. Turn ye. It's a heart choice you reach as you realize you need it and you sincerely want it. In the Bible, we have wonderful examples of men as they turn. I choose three of them. First, you must turn from your evil ways, just as the verse says, turn ye from your evil ways. Our Lord showed us a man doing this in the story of the prodigal son. The young man had left home, wasted all his father's substance with his riotous living. Now, if he had to go back to work and earn enough to pay everything back, his case would have been hopeless. He did not. But this man turned from his sins, and he left the far country. He left the hogs and the swill. He left the harlots and the rough crowd, turning his back on them all, and returned home. Just so, you cannot hang on to your sins and be saved. Are you willing to be done with your sins, one and all? Supposing that young man came home, bringing just one of the harlots, what then? You know, no mercy and no forgiveness. So will it be with you. If you coddle your sin, loving it, hiding it, or defending it, God cannot show you mercy. God will not forgive you. You must leave your sins. But you say, I'm so weak. I cannot get free from them. Who was weaker than that prodigal son? If his boss or the harlots had run him down, he would have been far too weak to resist any of them. But when he made that decision to turn from his wickedness and go home, and when he took that first step, then God sent angels to protect him and to safeguard him all the way to his Father. If you will now decide and take that first step to turn from your sins to God, no matter how weak you are, as an alcoholic, a dope fiend, a thief, a blasphemer, a liar, a harlot, when you turn from your sins, God will send his angels to protect you on your way. Hear what the Bible says of angels. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? Second, you must turn to God, like the publican who cried, God, be merciful to me, the sinner. Some of your sins have been against your relatives, friends, or neighbors, but all of your sins have been against God. The prodigal son left his sins, but he also sought his father's forgiveness. You too must seek God's mercy and forgiveness. You deserve God's eternal punishment. You need his mercy. Fall on your knees before God and cry, God, be merciful to me, the sinner. But how could God show you mercy when your sins deserve his judgment? Only one way, through Christ and because of Calvary. So be sure to add this and make this your cry, God, be merciful to me, the sinner, for Jesus' sake. He died for me. And now the third. You must turn to Christ as the dying thief who cried, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. If you leave Christ out, you may weep and beg, but the door of God's mercy will be shut to you. Turn to Christ with that cry, Lord, save me. Entrust yourself to the Lord Jesus to save you and surrender to him as your Lord. Lift your heart to him and say, Lord Jesus, I will be thine. Remember, it is turn or burn for each one. For that road you are on leads to hellfire. Keep going on it, and you will certainly end in hell. Oh, hear the words of our verse. I live, saith the Lord God. I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways, for why will ye die? Neighbor, hear this veteran man of God. Make this very day the turning point in your life. You can if you will. Don't ask me to pray for you. What could I ask God to do for you? In love, he has given his son Jesus to die to save you. In grace, he extends his arms of mercy to you, assuring you of his forgiveness. It's your decision to register. It's your choice to make. And if you go on as you are to hellfire, it will not be God that sent you there, nor the devil who dragged you there, nor your evil buddies who pulled you that way. It was you who consigned your own precious soul to those eternal burnings. How? As you turn down your Savior, Jesus Christ. Yes, this very hour you may make a choice which will damn your soul forever. Or you may fall on your knees and repent toward God and choose the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord to obey as you entrust your soul to Him to save you. And that decision will save your soul, change your life, and end with being with Christ in paradise to praise Him forever. And you will remember eternally this day, this hour, when you turn from your sins to Christ. Amen. This is another message of the Holy Spirit of God through His bondservant, David Brinkman.